Chapter 8, Saving Graces, The Alchemical Power of Passion. I have no special talents. I am only passionately curious. Albert Einstein. Suffering has vitality in it. It's charged with frustrated quality energy. Our deeper suffering defines us. Moments of affliction, where we were cut to the core, reverberate at the shores of deeper feeling, referencing every awakened moment. Where suffering is denied, these moments form flaws to the psyche, layers of habitual stress between us and the imagined horror beneath. Our past suffering has an ongoing formative effect on the way we experience life. It informs our decisions and directs our consciousness. It tells us when to stay and when to run. When we awaken in the night, these moments of suffering are with us. They are loyal passengers on the journey of life. The moments where we have suffered are flames lighting up the timeline of our personal history. They show where we have been ignited, where something in us burned, is burning, and will continue to burn. This is the light of our aliveness. It offers purpose, insight, and direction. It can become a kind of resource if we let it. When we follow the path within, illuminated by the torches of old pain, it can lead us back to the original fire of passion. When we remove our judgment about suffering and agree to suffer the suffering without grasping or aversion, a journey begins which is energized by the sense of truth. It is a journey made in the here and the now, and to take it, sometimes all that is needed is to show up for the next step. This attendance to the pain that has formed us means that we step over the barbed wire of judgmental mind. We sober up from the self-destructive tendency to heap guilt and accusation on our suffering, declaring it as bad. This dumping of badness on old pain is like physically assaulting those wounded by an accident. It takes a temporal challenge met on the bumpy road of life and turns it into a timeless atrocity. This self-judgment in the places where we suffer has become a way to deny the pain, as denial makes it hurt less in the short term. It brings some placebo relief, but it can't negate what has happened, the impact of which runs far deeper than our conscious awareness. Where we judge our pain, we overlay our pain with the energy of judgment. Can you tune into the atmosphere of the judgmental mind? Is it friendly? Could it offer healing? Our faculty of judgment is here to work for us, not against us. Rather than heaping badness and shame on the spaces where we suffer, it could be operating as an advocate of time and space, structuring the supply of whatever is needed to process the pain. Judgmentalism is the signature of the fractured psyche. We judge where we are divided inside. We spit judgments out of the psychic split. We make our sense of badness bad and close down our feeling abilities. We shame our sense of shame, as if the sense of shame were disgusting. We forsake our sadness, as if the tears would never stop. We hate our hatred, despise our jealousy, revile our revulsion, and fail to visit our loneliness. In our judgmental tendencies, we lose compassion. And where we lose compassion, we become unwise and apathetic. This sentient apathy starts to seek out pain as a way to feel alive. Most often, it seeks out the pain of the other, even to inflict pain on others. To move beyond this tendency to desensitize ourselves to our intimate suffering, we need to change our attitude towards the ways in which we suffer. The insight that suffering is the raw material of passion and the whole blessed purpose of our lives can help with this. At first, it might seem depressing, unbearable, or overwhelming. This sense of overwhelm is also a sensation, not a fact. The feeling of overwhelm is a suffering. When we give time, space, and permission to the sense of overwhelm, what happens? We can take all the time and space we need. We have infinity and eternity at our command. Knowing that we are masters of time and space within our inner world supports our ability to let sensations of overwhelm be alive. And when we can allow the sensations, we find that we are suddenly more spacious than we ever imagined. We are not the overwhelming content, but the spacious awareness that allows it to live. Amazing grace. Let us take a moment to venture into this space out of which we allow the experience of suffering. To get to that pivotal place of permission, we need to draw inward to a space that is even deeper than the agony. We need to get behind the agony if we're going to allow it. It is a deeper passion that gives us that power to step deeper even than our most intense private pain. We step over the inner cliff edge of our misery and find that we are falling into the mystery. We are falling and rising through the thresholds of the unknown, our spirit infiltrating the essential pluripotent passageways of all experience. Passion recenters our consciousness at the source of itself. The temporal spell of pain is punctured as we fall into wider spaces of grace. The grace of our true nature releases, and it now pervades all the places of pain with the permission to be alive. As we begin daring direct experience, we get strengthened in the consciousness that is able to allow experience. When we learn how to die within our pain, we find that we are deathless. We might even become curious about what other precious fragments of our past are waiting to be unearthed. At a certain stage, the art of suffering becomes fluid. We no longer identify too much with the content of experience, but rather willingly enter fields of suffering, knowing that they are the sentient landscape of all of us. In this, the sense of suffering might vastly increase. Yet at the same time, we are able to contain it without stress. The sense of suffering increases, but at the same time decreases, as it is no longer personal, and we are no longer alone, but belonging together. we become calm in the art of living. Now, we can even visit dimensions of abandonment or hells of despair, where we are aware we care. And in undercutting the trance of suffering, we have found that we are boundlessly aware. So we boundlessly care. Supported by the wisdom of impermanence, we agree to enter the meadows of isolation and the valley of the shadow of death. We know that there is hard, painful, sentient territory. But we also know that even with all the shadows of doubt, we will pass through. Because the territory of experience does not define us. We are unrestrained. We can open our arms to the disfigurement of jealousy, meet the cold gaze of absence, and find vocation in the forsaken. In this unholy exposure to the vast suffering within the whole creative endeavor, a holy rage ignites. This existential fire rises as passion, fueled by a determination to let it go, let it be for real. As passion flares up, it is fired not by self-concern but by truth. A transformative light breaks the bardo land of forgotten fragments of life. This light exposes fields of need. Empowered and empowering, it awakens a divine, sacredly human sense of purpose. Let's try to make it better. As passion arises, every fibre of form is aroused. There is a quickening of the whole energy system. The nerve system is no longer surviving but thriving. Charged with the vitality of quality energy, we offer ourselves to the inner fire of transformation. It can feel as if rivers could burst their banks, or as if we are smouldering through the surface of our skin. There is a sense of bliss, a sense of endless power. We're ready to sweep aside any obstruction to the passage of this passionate awakening. Our vulnerability to fear and threat wilts. As with each place where we move with passion, there is immediate fulfillment and reward. This immediacy brings us into the present moment and energizes us still more as the whole entity starts moving with purpose and direction. Passion is not a concept. It is an energetic uprising. It is not something that we think or dream up. It is something that is felt. If we do have thoughts and dreams, they are sourced in these primary undercurrents of passion. These passionate undercurrents of the psyche give subliminal direction to our lives. Passion does not flow out of the head and into the body, but rather surges upward out of the depths of our physical presence. It passes the beacon of light through our guts, through our blood, to our hearts. It is also part of the ancestral legacy, timelessly waiting in the bones and in every cell of the body for the activation of the pluripotent stem cells of infinite possibility. How will we find passion? By following the trail of the felt sense. Moment by moment, in the here and now. By taking up the sense of truth and journeying into the inner world, through the needle's eye of the shocking fact of our existence. By picking up the path lit by moments of past pain and trusting it. By letting passion burn bright wherever she might appear. By doing what we love and by loving what we do. By being for real, moment by moment, bravely stepping into the unpredictable yet profoundly easy truth of the here and the now.